This is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, the land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an amazing show today. I'm super excited because one of you drivers out there will win two tickets to the Threshers baseball this Friday. And so stay tuned. And that number to call in, just in case, is 727-441-3000 when I give that little bell ring. In the meantime, let me introduce Lindsay from the Threshers. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to learn about your career, how you started, and we were talking about it, and it's a very interesting and very blessed story. And we also have a stand-up comic that was here.
Who?
You.
Oh, Bobby Goldsmith.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're going to learn more about your career as well, and then we have stand-up for news afterwards with an amazing another performer that got me started back into comedy. Wow. And stand-up. And so, Lindsay, tell us about what's happening at the Threshers here right down the road from Clearwater.
Right down. Down Drew Street, we have our opening night for the 2022 season on Friday, April 8th. That's this Friday, and it features a special post-game concert by a local artist, Disco Inferno. They play all your, you know, 70s dance party favorites, so it's going to be a good time.
Oh, how fun. So you can get up and dance in your chairs or out in the, like, in the area?
So it's going to be a post-game concert. It's going to be in our left field area out by our almost famous Frenchie's Tiki Bar, so it's a good time. Get up and dance out on the left field concourse area after the game.
Oh, that's super fun. And so what also is happening through this next couple weeks with the Threshers?
So that's Friday night, our opening night. Also Saturday night, we have our first spectacular fireworks show of the season presented by Kelly's Catering and Events. Sunday, we have Domingo Divertido, which is a special ticket deal that we have going on that night. And then a full week of games, the week of April 19th through 24th. We have six games in a row. Also featuring a fan favorite, Dollar Tuesday. It's $1 to enter the park, $1 hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, draft beer, dollar draft beer, and dollar sodas. So that's our most affordable night of family-friendly fun.
That's cool. So are the fireworks every night?
They're not every night, but they're every Saturday home game.
Okay.
So we have one on the 9th, and then we'll have the next one on the 23rd of April, and that's also our Star Wars night.
Oh, that's wonderful for kids, especially for the kids to get out there. Now, they dress up in Star Wars?
Yes, everyone's invited to dress up as their favorite Star Wars character, Sith, Jedi, whatever floats your boat. And then we're actually also doing a special jersey auction. Our players are going to be wearing R2-D2 jerseys, and those are going to be auctioned off to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, my gosh. So, Lindsay, I'm really intrigued about how you started. You said you went to college. Yes, for your position that you have in entertainment.
Yes, so I went to Florida Southern College in Lakeland, go Moccasins. And I majored in sports communications and marketing with a minor in Spanish. And then after I graduated, I came back to work for the Threshers. I started off as a ticket office representative out of high school. And then after graduating college, our general manager, Jason Adams, said that he really wanted to get me more involved with the communications side. And I'm so thrilled that he gave me the opportunity. Now I'm our social media and entertainment assistant with the team.
That's so cool. So you've met the minors and you've met the other players as well, the major. What has been your experience with meeting the players?
I think my favorite part about working in minor league baseball is getting to meet the players when they're so young. For example, we had Mickey Moniak with the Threshers, Alec Bohm with the Threshers, and you see them play when they're, you know, in their youth, you know, fresh out of college, for Mickey, fresh out of high school. And then now seeing them in spring training, as spring training's going on right now, seeing them play with the major league club, it's a really cool experience to see them develop not only on the field, but also off the field.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, I have to think back as we were talking before the show, I was a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers back in the days when Beezer and Skrulin, in the days of the Panthers, the hockey team. And I'll tell you, they kept us on as a flight crew because we were good luck at the time. And I'll tell you, going to Canada, you were the only ones cheering in the section because, you know, you knew who the flight crew was. And then back in the days, it was the basketball for the Milwaukee, what was that?
Basketball?
Yes.
The Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee
yeah.
Bucks.
Fear the deer.
I have 2 minute delay. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks with Giants, John Steinmiller over there, that was amazing, you know, and I'd see my family up in the stands and bring them all these gifts and stuff, and they loved it, the socks and the, you know, all the goodie bags and all everything we brought them. So so I love sports and I love what you're doing, and so we have those ticket giveaways. We have two for Friday night, and if you are listening, 727-441-3000, just real quick, call us, and first caller will be the winner of these two tickets. So we'll announce that in here in a minute. Also, let me introduce to you our stand-up comedy. How long have you been doing comedy? We talked about that before
the show. About 7 years now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it started actually as doing motivational speaking and financial workshops, and realizing that's the most boring topic you can probably have,
right,
especially financial. And if you don't add levity in the conversation, the odds are pretty good you're going to end up with your audience taking a during your event. So
right.
I had to learn how to be funny. And then one day I said, you know, I'm going to try stand-up comedy. And if I tell you the entire story, I go back to the day that I decided to go do it, and I found this little club actually out in Dallas.
Right.
And they had like 40 to 50 people you can seat in there. And I was always intimidated by 300 people at a comedy club, because when you do motivational speaking, it's one thing, you can rely on your material. But when you're going out trying to make people laugh and you realize you got about 7 seconds to the first laugh, you're going like, what am I doing up here, right?
Right.
It's kind of like you get up and your brain sits down like, oh my gosh.
But do you ever notice, because when we were doing our stand-up over there at the restaurant, I didn't care. I just kind of, whatever I thought was, if I was funny, I was going to laugh at my own jokes.
Exactly. And you need to be able to laugh at them.
Right.
The biggest thing is I have a wife who's very supportive, but at the same token, she's also the most critical. So I'll run something by her. It's kind of like, I'm going to give you you can be the first audience to hear this. And well, not really. My wife heard it. She didn't much like it.
Right.
But I'm going to try it anyway.
Right.
You know, so that's the kind of stuff we've done. And that's really where I've developed. And then meeting a lot of other comics, because one of the great things about the comic universe, if you will, is that you can have a great premise, and a lot of them will say, you know, if you just change one thing, it becomes that much funnier. So getting to work with a lot of comics that are very helpful in the industry, it helps improve your entire repertoire of what you say and do. So I've been very blessed to be working with a lot of good comics.
Very cool. I know the improv, I used to work with them back in the days, and I went to comedy school with Pauly Shore's sister. She had taught me a lot. You know, I said it was better than therapy.
Comedy is therapy.
It is therapy.
It is therapy.
Comedy is, and it's great for your soul and makes you laugh. And, you know, give us a little bit of what your stand-up is about. Is it real life stories?
A lot of them is about me growing up. For example, I talk about growing up in the South.
Right.
South Bronx.
Okay.
You know, New York, the city that never sleeps, which is why I moved out. I valued my sleep. But at the end of the day, I'm also Puerto Rican and Jewish, which by default makes me Italian.
I'm 1% Jewish. So,
well, when I did my ancestry.com that right. my kids gave me, found that I was Puerto Rican, Jewish, and Black, which explains why I'm very good at basketball.
Oh, gotcha. Very cool. So where are you performing next? Where can we come and see you?
Well, actually, the next shows are actually in Dallas. And I'm coming, we're actually in the, my wife and I are in the process of moving to the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
So there's a whole lot of stuff that we've got going on. I've got some great comic connections, so we're looking forward to all of that. But I've got like 6 or 7 shows now booked as soon as I get back to Dallas. I opened for this incredible magician. He's 23 years old. And he does comedy magic. Very fun.
Oh, wow.
And so that's been fun. I'm trying to get him to come out here and do some shows with us because you guys would love him to.
Has the Threshers ever done anything with comedy? You know, like a comedy night? Would that be something that would be fun?
I think that would be a great idea. You know, since I've been there, I don't know that we've had a specific night for it, but I'll write it down and bring it up in the next staff meeting.
Yeah, because James is the one that we met, and we had the Russos, but Russos just closed.
The thing about it, if you're going to do it at the Threshers game, it has to be very clean comedy where the
right,
kids can get
right.
it.
Exactly.
So you've got to be careful as to who you pick.
That's true.
I've met
some people through the Clean Comedy Challenge that are phenomenal comics, and that's where you can really rely on some of those, and definitely there's a whole bunch that came here from Tampa, so be good opportunity to
right.
meet some of them.
We want to thank Norman from Russo's New York Style Pizza. He has given us a really great run with all the comics and everybody over there, and they had just closed 2 days ago, and he's on to other endeavors as well, and so we wish him best of luck and for helping us as well here.
So now we have Floridian Pizza.
We have Floridian Pizza. Yeah, you know, and we are looking for another place to do stand-up comedy, so I know James is looking as well to do a Thursday night someplace, so if anybody has an idea, let us know on that too.
There you go. Call in.
Yes, I know they're all driving. You know, school's letting out pretty soon, and you know these are all the ones that are wondering what's happening in the area, which we're excited about. So also too is, you know, how long after, question, does the baseball go with a season from here when it starts to the ending, so people know?
So our season, the minor league season, starts in April usually, and then we go through the middle of September, so we'll be here all summer long when the kids all get out of school and everything.
Very cool. Okay, so I just want to make sure of that. And there's a phone number website they can go to and look as well?
Yes, definitely visit threshersbaseball.com. That's going to have all of our latest news and events. We should have our roster sometime before opening night, and that'll be the most exciting thing. We have already had our field staff announced, and Marty Malloy is returning for his 3rd year as our manager, so we're excited to have him back.
Oh, nice. Have you ever done sports casting or sports reporting? Yeah, you're really good at it.
We have post-game interviews with the Threshers, and I conduct our post-game interviews.
I figured. I could tell there was a sports casting.
Should we
there.
Remind them that they're the minor league affiliate for the Philadelphia Phillies?
Yes, we are the minor league affiliate for the Philadelphia Phillies. We're Class A here in Clearwater, so eventually, hopefully, our guys make it all the way up to the major league club. And like I said, it's fun to see them come back home. They're home away from home in spring training.
That's amazing. And give everybody your social media where they can find you and follow you.
Well, on Facebook, it's Robert Goldsmith.
Right.
But in Instagram, it's @comedianBobbyGoldsmith because okay. I'm much younger when people call me Bobby.
Okay, Bobby.
So I don't know if anybody knows that. Yeah.
I gotcha. That's really cool to have you here. And you've been on radio before.
I have actually done a radio show, but it was for financial planning.
Okay.
And I'm actually working on my new podcast, which is entitled From Diapers to It Depends.
You should bring it here to Tan Talk.
That's exactly what we're planning
you
to do.
You should.
It's designed to really have almost anything goes, but with a little niche on the financial world because I've been doing that for so long, helping people understand how to navigate the tax system.
So how can they get in touch with you if they need financial help?
They go to financial411.net. is my website.
Okay.
Or you can call me, my toll-free number. If you happen to be listening and you want to learn how to avoid paying Uncle Sam because you know they're coming after your money, 877-529-6543.
Gotcha. So what are your other summer plans? Do you have anything? Are you going on trips or anywhere? Do you have anything, both of you, coming up at all?
The number one thing is finding a location here for a home. The housing market here is crazy, as you probably
right,
know.
Right, right. So do you have a realtor that you're working with?
We have a couple that we've started with, but we haven't actually signed the contract with. And we've been looking at some of the newer homes. because my wife and I, we do like new. My wife likes to have her butt in a new tub. but it's she's going to kill me. You know, she's probably watching this, right?
Wait, what's her name?
Deanna.
Okay, Deanna. Yeah. So what makes a successful marriage and working relationship in comedy? Because that was a big...
Do you have any duct tape? Because if I put that, it's learning how to say what to say. And number one thing, compromise.
Yeah.
And being able to give in and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do and this is what she wants. And then she has come to so many comedy shows that literally...
Supporting you.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that she'll... And here's a great story. I opened for The Magician. And I had 15 minutes. Audience just laughing.
Wait, what's his name?
Eric Eaton. Got to check out Eric Eaton.
Yes.
You know, Eric is funny. He's done a few of the... what do you call those? He got a Merlin Award for Comedy Magic.
Wow.
And he's been on the CMA channel for...
Wasn't he with the National Comedy Hall of Fame?
I don't know if he's there yet.
Okay.
But long story short... is that I'm opening for the magician. The audience is loving it. I get off stage feeling good about myself, and my wife says, "Oh, you sucked." I'm like, "What?"
Oh no.
She goes, "You forgot to say this. You forgot to say that." I thought, "Oh yeah, I forgot that." But you're in the moment, and when you're in the moment, your mouth is on autopilot. You just keep going.
Right.
So, but she will then say, "Hey, let's rewrite this or let's rewrite that." So it's great to have a partner. So that's one of the benefits that I have in doing stand up. And then when I do motivational speaking, she'll also say, "Hey, here's how we can cover this topic for a specific group." So I've been very fortunate and blessed to have her in my life. So she's probably going to say, "Okay." Too much. But
you know, some people have right on their hands, some people have notes or, you know, little cheat cards. Do you just go up and you already know what you're going to say?
Not always.
Okay.
I do take a lot of notes and I put bullet points, but I never bring notes to the stage. I usually want to get up there and I just want to roll with the punches.
Right.
And sometimes the audience members can throw you off because a lot of people in the comedy world like to be the star.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to interject too. And a lot of times I'm going to want to play on them as well. So it's a combination of both. But typically I'm not like the improv guy. I'm the guy that has a pretty much of a set and then someone could throw me off and then something comes up from it. And sometimes the audience writes your jokes for you.
Ah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like they'll interact and say something and I'm going, my wife will go write that down.
So have you ever dealt with a heckler and how do you deal with them?
I actually got a joke out of a heckler.
Okay.
Because this lady kept consistently harassing most of the comics at this one location I was doing it. And so she's sitting with another guy. There's like 9 beer bottles on the table. So you know that she's had a little too much, right?
Right.
And so I looked at her and I said, "So are you guys married or happy?" Right? And he looked at and he said, "I'm very happy." I said, "Sir, I was asking her." You know?
Oh.
And so all of that came, but now that has become a staple as part of my set, right?
Right.
And I do this one joke about, you know, and let me see if I can put it in the right context for the group, is when someone says, let's see if I can do that. I want to see that I'm trying to do this as clean as possible.
Right.
But where my dog, when he comes up and greets somebody in the house, he always greets them in the most inappropriate places. Right?
What kind of dog do you have?
He's outside on the beach. Shepherd Chow.
Okay.
His name is Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Scooby-Doo.
And when he does, the ladies just pet him. And I'll go, could you imagine if I did that? If I greeted every woman the same way? Okay. They'd arrest me, unless, of course, I was a senator or congressman. Okay. And so I try to clean that up. And then another quote-unquote guy from the audience goes, or a Catholic priest. And I'm going, oh my God, that can go too. So there's so much stuff you get just from the audience that they'll help you write your material if you just give them long enough. Sometimes just say, finish the joke yourself. Okay.
Right, right.
So it's fun. So it's good. The longer you have to get on stage and be in front of the people, the easier it is to perform stand up because you can relax. When you're trying to get it done in 5 or 7 or 10 minutes, it's a challenge.
I remember the first couple when I got on stage was a little bit rough, you know, and it wasn't bad because I had some notes. And then later on, after about 7 sets, I got off and everybody's high-fiving me. I'm like, oh, because I was like, hey, I know there's a handful of people here, but I'm going to make this and put this on TikTok and I'll get like 14K, who knows what.
There you go.
And I did, you know, I had more of an audience. But it was so fun just to have that outing to get out there and just, you know, do some stand-up comedy. And if you have a chance, keep in touch with us because Stand Up For News.
Don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. I'd rather play professional baseball.
Really?
Oh yeah, I love baseball.
What position?
First base and pitcher when I was in high school. So that was kind of my dream. And then my son played college ball, which is what got me to Dallas. He was at University of Texas.
See, I always thought one of my sons would have been professional baseball because it was like his name was Ricky, and it was like Ricky at the bat. we always thought that was going to happen, but yeah, other things happen in life. And
my older son umpired baseball for a while, and here's a quick story if you have a minute.
Right.
He actually was umpiring a game where Trevor Hoffman, who is the second leading closer of all time, was the manager of the team. So now he's the umpire at a college game that Trevor Hoffman is the manager for. So they're doing the meeting before the game started. And so my son's walking back next to Trevor, and he goes, you know, when I was like 10 years old, you refused to sign an autograph for me.
Oh, and no.
The reason was because he was wearing Yankees gear, right?
Right.
So Trevor said, take off that Yankees gear. I'm not signing. So he goes, Dad, he won't sign unless they take off my gear. So he takes off the gear. He goes back down. I went with him, and he actually took a picture, which was kind of cool. But now he says to Trevor, you know, when I was a kid, you refused to sign an autograph for me. And so Trevor said, did I sign? And he goes, well, you did eventually. He goes, you're not going to hold that against me, are you? And my son says, well, we'll see how the game goes. karma can be a big,
I gotcha. I know, it goes so fast. It's like, you know, 2:26 already, and we just want to thank everyone for listening. You know, next week we have a record label on, and his miracle story, and some things that were, if you're an artist, a singer, and you're looking to get connected, we're going to have that on as well. More film directors are coming on very shortly, around the corner. We've got the International Christian Film Festival, and I'm super excited. I'm up for Best Talk Show Host this year. Oh, I know. I'm so excited. And then we've got also, if you are an actor, I highly recommend you get involved with Sunscreen Film Festival that's coming up in this April. At the end, get up and volunteer with them. You know, for Clearwater, this area, we've got the Sugar Sand Festival. I'm on the Concierge Association, and we're all going to go Thursday morning over there. I guess the opening, and we're going to check that out. It's going to be super fun.
The Threshers will be out there one day, too, so we'll see you there.
Exactly. So also, there's a question. Do you ever have a singer that comes in, and how do they audition for, like, the Threshers baseball?
So we have singers, live singers, for our national anthems as well as our post-game concerts. So national anthems, sometimes they'll do a check with our manager of the entertainment with the Threshers. And then for post-game concerts, we have a concert committee with the Threshers. So if anyone's interested, feel free to shoot an email to info@threshersbaseball.com, and they'll pass it on to the appropriate resources.
And we're going to give that call number again, 727-441-3000, if anyone calls in. Ed, for a second, we'll put them on the air, and they won two tickets for this Friday night. And that's super exciting if that phone line is going to go off. And if you're driving, please make sure that you pull over.
Unless you say, Siri, call this number.
Call this number. That's right. You know, the other day, my husband was yelling at Siri. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm yelling at Siri. She's not listening to me. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yelling at your phone. Okay, we'll wait one more minute. 727-441-3000 and see if there's a call in. And if anybody's there listening. And we have a call. I see Ed picking up the phone. And we want to thank him for producing our show today. And I don't know who's calling in, but we'll find out in just a second. And again, stay tuned for Stand Up for News. It's a super fun show. The guys, almost anything goes. I have to be very careful because I'm driving. I'm like, oh my God, did Lola hear that? We have a caller. Are you there? Hello, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Carrie Kay.
It's Carrie. She must be driving to the station. She's one of our big listeners. So you want to tell her what she won?
Hi, Carrie. You won two tickets to the Clearwater Threshers opening night this Friday, April 8th. And that includes access to our post-game concert by Disco Inferno. Congratulations.
Disco Inferno. Oh, my gosh. That sounds fun.
Whoa. So do you like to dance, Carrie?
I love the dance.
Oh, they play all of your favorite 70s dance party classics, so you'll see me up there, too.
And what time does it start?
So the game is going to start at 6:30.
Okay, and the concert?
The concert's after the game, so I don't want to jinx it because then the game will go overtime.
You never know,
just after the game.
We want to thank you so much for being here, Lindsay.
Guys.
Thank you, Carrie Kay.
Thanks,
and
Carrie
Kay.
Hold
on, I'll get your address, and I know where to find you. All right. Thank you for calling in. Carrie Kay won those two tickets. All right. Anyway, so it is 2:30. We're going to go up first. Stand Up for News is next with some new comics. And stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese. Okay.